We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
McMonagle and Lugie on the fan. Are the Mets playing tonight? What's going on with the Mets? Are they involved?
Yeah, they're playing the Marlins.
Are they still playing baseball?
Yeah, they're still playing. Have we gotten an update on Scherzer?
I wasn't sure if they were still playing. It just seems like there was so much going on, and I just...
Well, they didn't play last night.
Haven't heard about the Mets in a while. So they still intend to finish the season then.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Rumor has it that they will play all 100.
Realistic expectations we have though. Not like Yankee fans who just want to win the World Series.
What a dope this guy is. I love him, but Vincent
and then
Vincent
the, this dope. Astros win last night means nothing if you don't win the World Series.
Well,
that's what Yankee fans have done to themselves.
It means nothing if you don't win the World Series, but in the moment it means something.
You're not going to care about the moment if you lose in July, in October.
I'm not going to care about this moment no matter what happens. If they win the World Series, I'm not going to go back to today and remember.
You might.
It's just, you live in the moment.
I don't, they
it's
don't
so
go nuts.
Dumb.
Yankee fans have boxed themselves into a corner
this is
here.
It's so silly, this argument about box. We all understand the Yankee fans, it needs to culminate in a World Series championship. I get that. But I can't go back and make myself miserable today. And I'm not going to go back. And even if the Mets, who don't have these same expectations.
Correct.
If they lose in the NLCS,
right.
They're not going to go back and go, all right, oh my God, what a miserable loss. I can't believe it. I'm sick to my stomach. But do you remember when Canna hit that ground ball in the St. Louis game? And what's his name threw the ball away?
Arenado
threw the ball away. What a great win that was that night. I can go to sleep tonight knowing they had a great win against St. Louis in May. No one cares then. The Mets won't
care
about that night either.
There's a difference of expectation.
Oh, yeah, of course there is, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't
Nothing
matter.
Nothing matters except for the result. But that's
bingo
that's
your, for that's, everyone, that's not what the just Yankee the Yankees, fans for have done everyone. To themselves.
But they're spoiled. We know that. They're spoiled rotten.
And they're fickle. And as soon as Joey Gallo does something, you guys are all going to be groveling to him.
No, not to him. And no one's groveling to him. He came through with a big hit. That's all. And we're happy today. But here's the point. There are two teams. There are teams that can win and teams you don't expect to win. If the Mets were building or if a team is building, you can look at wins. That's why 2017 is special to me because I didn't expect the Yankees to win a World Series. They were building. They had nice wins. They have this great, unbelievable 3 in a row against the best team in baseball, Cleveland Indians, who had broken the record for like 23 consecutive wins. They had this unbelievable team. The Yankees fall down 2-0, win 3 in a row to win that series.
With great pitching, by the way. Kluber, Carrasco.
Oh, yeah. They take it to game 7 of the ALCS, and they lose, and I can look back fondly. But since then, once you have a team with any kind of expectations, and kid yourself not, my friend, the Mets are in that boat. You are a win-now team. This isn't a building, you get to another step, you'll feel good about going into next year. You got Max Scherzer. All right? This is win now. If they lose this year, it's a disappointment. Maybe not on the same scale, or the Yankee fans will feel differently than the Mets fans will feel. Fine, you might feel differently than I'll feel. I'm willing to give you that. The Yankees are on this 52-18 pace. They're the Yankees.
They're
supposed to
win
the World Series.
Games. It's ridiculous. Right.
Completely agree. So if they lose the World Series, maybe, just maybe, it'll be a little bit worse for Yankee fans than Met fans. But ultimately, you have to win. And you won't look back fondly on impressive wins in June the same way I won't look fondly on a great night against the Astros. Of course, it ultimately has to culminate in a championship.
Paul,
don't give me this Yankee fan expectations ruin the regular season. Nonsense. I enjoyed last night. I'm going to enjoy tonight. And I'm going to enjoy all 110 of those presumed wins that you just gave us.
Let's take solace in this fact, Paul. Let them win 130 games and melt in October and we could celebrate that all offseason.
Fine.
Let's get it there. Because if they get to that kind of win total, like a crazy win total, and they don't win a World Series, we will bask in the glory of that.
So let's just go with that.
I'm not basking. I'm not like you. I don't need the Yankees to lose. I'm just keeping Yankee fans in check. There's a difference.
I keep them in check.
Oh, they need to win the World Series? Thanks. I'm in check.
You're spoiled rotten. We know this.
Yeah.
Beyond spoiled rotten, especially guys our age.
But my life isn't better or worse if the Yankees win or lose.
Well, you're an
that's
idiot,
the difference.
Then. You're an idiot. That's stupid.
But the point is that the Met fans need to win too. It's not just
right,
but the Yankees have painted themselves in a box.
I'm never expecting the Mets to win the World Series.
That's because
this year.
You have this same stupid loser's lament that this guy
has. Yeah, we expect to lose.
Of course we have a loser. We have nothing else to go on.
Correct.
That's fair.
That's it.
But you have the same expectations as Yankee fans.
No, but Yankee fans think it's a birthright. They think just because their dad was a Yankee fan, now they're a Yankee fan, it is a birthright to win 100 games, win the World Series, where Met fans don't have that. They sort of think we're the second-class citizens. It's not really a different argument.
Different argument.
The Yankee fan always believes they're going to win the World Series because they think it's a birthright. We are the Yankees. Where the Mets, it's like, oh, yeah, we're the Mets. Like I said, we're like the toaster oven compared to a Cadillac.
All right, so then theoretically, I've been in more pain since 2009 than you have. Because I expected to win, and so the wins were more crushing. So stop giving me pain. Tell me about how your life's miserable. Ultimately, I've had more pain than you because I've had good winning teams that haven't culminated in championships, where you're a Mets fan who've had misery. So it's and on top of it, expected misery. So really, what the hell are you complaining about?
I'm a loser.
You haven't even begun to feel the pain that Met fans have felt. And it's over when I say it's over.
I agree with you, but you can't have it both ways.
It's over when I say it's over.
You can't have it both ways.
No, you can't. Chris,
can't have it both ways.
Chris, your entire life. What's the
worst you've ever seen from the Yankees? You can't tell me losing is worse for the Yankees and then tell me, but it's worse to be a Met fan because we lose all the time. Losing's not as bad for you, apparently. You can't have it both ways.
Here's why. Let's say the Mets.
It's either losing's the same and the Mets are worse because they lose more, or losing hurts more for the Yankees, so losing's worse for the Yankees.
Here's the difference.
Pick one.
You've lost, but every year they're right back where they are. Where the Mets, we don't know. They could lose the World Series and not see the playoffs for 20 years.
Right. I'm a loser, I've said many times.
Well, Evan, we know you're a loser, dude, and you should be on vacation. You're driving up to Cooperstown, which is a loser move. Now, here's the deal. When the Mets lose in a World Series, we just don't know when they're going to get back. The Yankees, your entire life.
They haven't been
life,
back to a World Series since 2009.
Okay, they're back, but they're right there, Chris. They're a pitch away. They're a game away. The Mets, they could be in Siberia for the next 30 years if they don't
win a World
Series.
Owner.
Okay, maybe not with this owner.
Right.
Maybe with this owner, we bore faith. But we just got this owner, so we're not accustomed.
That's fair.
Maybe in 10 years, maybe there's a 6-year-old Met fan right now, when he's 36, might feel differently than me or a Paul or guys that are 36 now that lived through that garbage with the Wilpons forever, where they shopped on the clearance rack and they didn't treat themselves like a big market team. That's why we have been beaten down with that mentality. Maybe a couple years with Cohen, maybe a parade will change our minds, but right now we don't have those type of expectations.
I get it, but all I'm saying is you can't tell me that I'm not allowed to enjoy the regular season because ultimately all that matters is if they win a World Series, because then... But we're all in that same boat. The Mets have the same, whether you have it or not, because you've been beat down. The New York Mets, as presently constituted, went out and got Max Scherzer. You have Scherzer, DeGrom. You went out and traded for Bassett. You got Alonso leading the league in home runs. Yeah. You paid $321 million, $41 million for your star shortstop. Now is the time. This is a now-win team. There are no moral victories for the Mets, the same as there's no moral victories for the Yankees. Whether or not the fan base has the same mentality or not, we could argue that till kingdom come. The point is, when they lose, when the Mets eventually lose, if they do, I'm not trying to play that game and be a jerk.
That's
fine. I'm saying, if the Mets eventually lose, your pain will overshadow any positive accomplishments that happen during the regular season. The same with me. That's how it works. Just as the same, if the Yankees managed to win the wild card game last year, go on a run and win the World Series, I will forget all about the ugliness and misery and all the nonsense I went through during the regular season because they're world champions. That's how it works. We're both in the same boat, grabbing oar. We're rowing together.
I will admit that I have used my Met misery. The way to cope is to root against the Yankees. So if the Mets disappoint me, I get joy out of seeing the Yankees lose. That's the way I have decided to cope. Maybe all Met fans don't live like that, but I do. And I have no shame admitting it.
Right.
I root for the Mets, and I root for whoever's playing the Yankees.
That's fine.
And that is, I will admit, is sad and pathetic, but it's all I have. And it brings me great joy, and these last couple years have been unbelievable. But every year we have to go through this. It just feels like eventually they're going to win another World Series. We're going to have to deal with this again.
Right.
And I don't know if the Mets are ever going to win a World Series.
Right. So I understand your point. I think you're right. I think the misery of the Met fan is worse than the misery of the Yankee fan.
Of course.
He's trying to tell me different.
No, I'm
not. Tell me that I've boxed myself into a corner, that there is no joy in Mudville unless they win a World Series.
All Yankee fans boxed because the Yankees fans, they will not be happy this year.
Right.
And if they don't win a World Series,
correct? When they lose the last game they play, they will not be happy. No. But that will go for you too, Bucko. That's what I'm saying.
No, but again, you're not listening.
Do? I am.
My
listening.
Expectation is not like Yankees fans' expectations.
Okay.
There's a difference.
All right, yeah. So you have less confidence than Yankee fans.
Oh, of course I do.
So that doesn't mean so you're not going to feel pain when you lose.
I'm going to feel pain. Not as much as you guys, though.
My wife and different
people. Not as much as you.
Like just preparing yourself for misery doesn't help when the misery comes. It doesn't. It's a.
I have a lifetime of misery to complain about, Chris.
I understand, but you think that makes the next one easier? It doesn't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.